This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns. You may know that ever since the health care bill passed back in March, congressional Republicans have vowed that if they're returned to the majority later this year, they will in fact push for a repeal of the health care bill. Well, right now, Senator Johanns is pushing legislation that would repeal a specific provision within the health care bill that deals with a whole lot of paperwork for doctors as well as small businesses and just about everybody else, based on the language in the health care bill. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be with you. You bet.
So what exactly is at issue here? What does Section 9006 force the American people to do?
Well, what it does, it requires the business to submit and provide a 1099 form for every single business transaction totaling over $600 during any given year. And basically what that means, let's say your radio station decides to bring in pizza every Friday at noon as a morale booster. You'd have to keep track of that, because if you went over $600 throughout the year, you have to file a 1099. And that goes for absolutely every item that you would purchase, paperwork, your phone bill, on and on. It's unbelievably burdensome.
What is the current law when it comes to filling out these 1099 forms?
Just on services. So if you went out and hired somebody to do work and it was over a certain amount, then you would pay, not only pay them, but you would give them a 1099. But this expands it now to everything, to all goods, and therein lies the problem. That would be just, you know, I think about farmers and ranchers in my state where they pull in and gas up the grain truck. They have to keep track of that now, because when they go over $600, they have to do a 1099. If they sell something, they have to provide their Social Security number or their federal ID number to whoever they sold that to if it went over $600. So unbelievably burdensome.
Might be hard to quantify here, Senator, but just how much lost productivity could we be looking at as folks try to comply with this mandate to fill out all this paperwork?
Well, there's estimates that 40 million businesses or other entities will be impacted by this. Keep in mind, it just doesn't stop at businesses. This would include transactions with state and local governments, with charities. It extends well beyond businesses. So virtually any business out there, large or small, any charity, any local government could get tangled, well, will get tangled up in this on every transaction over $600 in a year.
We're talking with Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns. And Senator, obviously, with the way the healthcare debate went down and the size of this bill, it's certainly possible that many different provisions never really got debated very much. But what explanation in the meantime have you gotten for why this mandate for so much more paperwork is in the bill?
Well, just to be very honest about it, Greg, the provision is in the bill to raise revenue. Those who supported the healthcare bill were absolutely desperate to find money. This had a huge cost to it, and this raises about $17 billion. But the cost will far outweigh that in terms of the impact on additional burdens for business, for charities, for state and local governments. So, but that's really what this was all about. And it brings to mind what I think it was Nancy Pelosi said one day when she said, well, we've got to pass this to understand what's in it. And now these things are coming to light, and they're shocking.
What kind of support for your legislation have you been able to put together at this point?
Well, I've reached out to find sponsors, and as of now, I've got 11 co-sponsors, unfortunately all Republicans. I really firmly believe this is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an issue involving our businesses really in every state, so we'll keep working to build support for it. I've offered it not only as a standalone bill, but also as an amendment. So if we get a piece of legislation, I can offer this as an amendment and try to get it passed that way too.
You mentioned before, Senator, that a lot of different people will be forced to deal with this new mountain of paperwork. And you mentioned in your state, perhaps farmers and ranchers in particular. As you talk with your constituents, are they already aware of this provision of the bill, or are they getting alarmed more as you point out to them that it's in the legislation?
Yeah, what's happening is people are becoming aware of it little by little. But for example, you've got the Chamber of Commerce that is weighing in now. You've got the Farm Bureau. They support the repeal of this, and other business and farm groups, NFIB. And so, yeah, this is kind of now caught fire, and businesses are starting to figure out what a tremendous burden this is going to be.
Senator, what else have you heard from your constituents, whether it's about the health care legislation specifically or about what they've seen happening here in Washington over the past year and a half?
Well, first on the health care bill, every survey I've seen and every town hall I've had, people are overwhelmingly opposed to the health care bill. In our state, it would be, in the vicinity of 2-1. Secondly, the mood toward Washington and this administration is one of real anger and frustration, too much spending, too much government, too much of everything. And I spoke to groups all across the state when I was home for the recess, and I tell you what, people are really frustrated. As someone said to me, I can't wait to vote in November, and I'm sure they can't wait for 2 years from now.
Even before the healthcare debate, of course, Senator, there was the debate over the stimulus plan, and we now hear the White House suggesting today that they believe the White House stimulus plan has created or saved between 2.5 and 3.5 million jobs. What's your reaction to that claim?
Nobody in America believes that except the White House. I mean, that's just absolutely incredible. That goes alongside the promise that if we voted for the bill, unemployment would not go over 8.5%, and today it stands at 9.5%. It's flirted with as high as 10%, shows no signs of going down. No, nobody believes that except the White House.
Last question, Senator, and let's get back to the reason we're in this discussion here today, and that's your legislation to remove this major paperwork burden from the health care legislation. What's your sense of when this might get introduced to the Senate floor, given the fact that, of course, Democrats control the agenda?
I hope so, just simply because it is just a good government attempt here, but I know who controls the schedule, so I'll do everything I can to get it up. But Senator Harry Reid will have to decide that, and my hope is he'll help his small businesses and businesses in his state and across the country.
Senator, we'll be keeping track of your efforts. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.